Okay, I'm talking this morning with Reverend Neil Solotsky of Open Bible Baptist Church in Aylmer. To start off with Neil, once more, your birthday.
January 21, 1947.
Okay. You were born in Mexico, you're telling me, and you came over when you were how old?
9 years old.
9 years old.
1956.
All right. Briefly, in a few words, why did the family come here?
I believe economics was the problem. First of all, there was a family-related problem with Mom and Dad, and then economics was a second problem. And we had heard that it was easier to make a living here in Canada, so we migrated.
Okay. The whole family came?
With the exception of our father.
Oh, right? Father's name. Mm-hmm. Is he still there?
Well, he's passed away in 1971.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. And mother is living in Canada here?
She's living in Aylmer, that's
okay.
Right.
All right. Then you went to school then here in Canada, through public school.
That's right.
In Aylmer, did you settle first of all?
We settled in Vineland, and then from there moved over into the Aylmer area. Oh. Vienna is actually where I grew up.
Oh yeah, you weren't in Vineland very long then?
No, probably half a year or so.
And then the rest of the time then through high school you were living
In the Aylmer area, right, with 13 miles from Aylmer.
Okay. And so high school you continued then through in Aylmer here? If you finished up high school in Aylmer?
Well, I didn't finish high school, but I attended school. And
how far did you go?
I finished part of grade 11.
Okay. And then what happened after the end of grade 11?
I tried to support the family the best I knew how.
And, what kind of work?
Mainly manual labor, farm work, and then into carpentry work, construction work, so on.
Okay, and then moving along chronologically here, what came next?
Well, at the age of 19, pardon me, at the age of 19 I was saved and felt the call to preach, and went off to Bible school to Saskatchewan.
Where were you saved? Under whose ministry?
I was saved under the ministry of Reverend John D. Friesen at the Crossley Hunter School when the work first started, the Mennonite work first started in Aylmer.
Oh, that would be your uncle now.
That's right, my wife's uncle.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay, what you, you were 19?
I was 19, so I think it was 66 probably.
Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right, and then what happened to
you? Went off to Bible school at Nipawin, Saskatchewan at the Nipawin Bible Institute.
What years were you in?
60, I recall, I think it was 67 through 70. Okay. Graduated in 70.
Did you follow a specific course of study there?
Just the general course that they had, just the general Bible course at the Nipawin Bible Institute. Graduated there in 70 and went into the ministry, was ordained under the Associated Gospel Churches of Canada. And from there on pursued further studies through the Winnipeg Bible College, through extension ministries as well as summer courses at the college.
Okay, you had several churches under the AGC?
There was a Associated Gospel Church and there was an extension ministry which was called a Sunday School Work about 25 miles north of the church.
That was in Saskatchewan?
That was in Saskatchewan, right.
Okay. And then you stayed with them for how long?
For 4 years. And
in 74 then?
74. April 74 is when we accepted the call to come to Aylmer and help out with the extension work of the Mennonite Church in Aylmer, the Davenport School.
Okay, and that was to be an English
work? To be an English work, that's right.
Okay. Mm-hmm. How did you get the invitation? Who made the invitation? Was it the Aylmer Church or was it the board from the UMC?
The Aylmer Church extended the invitation. Mark Craker was the secretary at the time and he wrote the letter.
Okay, so they had presumably remembered you from when your time here earlier and the family connections.
Well, they had remembered me, plus on our holidays we usually came and I would usually preach in the German church. So our contact was fairly close.
You'd maintained a fair amount of contact?
A fair amount, yes. Yeah. At least once or twice a year that I would see the people and visit with them. So,
so then you came to Aylmer, what, when?
April, well, the beginning of April 1974. We finished our ministry the last day of March in Saskatchewan, and April 1st we moved.
Okay. And you've been living in Elmer ever since then?
That's right, yes.
That's 5 years?
5 years, just over 5 years now.
Okay.